I'm Vicky Merrick. The local food report's up now with Elspeth Hay. And this time, Elspeth talks with a group of vegetable farmers in Truro and Wellfleet who are looking to expand their businesses to include a new cash crop.
For decades, small vegetable farms on the Outer Cape have been struggling. Real estate prices are sky high, and that makes it difficult to keep small farms economically viable. But over the past 10 years, the local food movement has created new demand. And now that Massachusetts has legalized cannabis, some small farmers want to use this cash crop to help their vegetable farms thrive and even expand. Here's Drake Cook, who runs a small farm in Truro.
We've been looking at cannabis as an additional crop to diversify our farms. So we have our produce, and it's been produce for a long time. Recently, we started producing hummus to sell at the market, and that's added a different income stream for us. And then the cannabis is another way to bring in money to the farm so that it can sustain itself.
Dave DeWitt is also a farmer in Truro, and he's chair of the town's Agriculture Commission. He says local farmers want to grow more food.
The food production that we're doing has increased, as we all know, over the last about 10 years, 5 to 10 years, we've seen this almost new age renaissance of farmers markets almost every day now. This week, I could actually go to a market if I needed to. The market and the demand is so high between the restaurants and the farmers markets that we need to find availability to expand our farms.
Cannabis could help balance out crops that bring in less money or are more time consuming. And it could also help farmers buy more land. Here's Stephanie Rain, who runs a small vegetable farm with her husband in Truro.
Well, one of my big sellers is my heirloom variety of arugula. It grows quite prolifically, and the harvest isn't that time-consuming, but then all these tiny leaves need to be cut off. I certainly can't pay someone to do that trimming, so it's something that I do myself.
Late at night.
And now my parents are here, so I have some elderly people trimming, and my family, my 12-year-old daughter does some of it. And so I want to continue to provide that. And I would spend more time and have more of that at the market, but I need something to balance it out because I can't live on 5 cents an hour.
Stephanie says she'd also love to get animals, not just for eggs or milk or meat, but also for their manure. Drake Cook says building a viable farm business is about becoming self-sustaining and not having to bring in resources like manure and seeds.
I'd be interested in trying to do some isolated breeding for things like beets and squashes and things. Trying to create closed-loop systems, that's where I'm trying to move towards slowly but surely.
The farmers say they've heard some concerns that growing cannabis isn't compatible with the rural character of small-town agriculture. They disagree. They say rural character is why they want the opportunity, so that they can hold on to their farms and preserve their town's rural integrity. Annie McDonald lives with her partner, their young baby, and 2 goats on a 2-acre farm in Wellfleet.
My farm isn't just some place that I'm trying to make money. It's also where I live. And that's its major source of the land, is providing a home for my family. And I do want to continue to farm vegetables, but I'm really hoping that if this cannabis thing can go through, I can produce enough income to feed those goats in the winter and keep a roof over our heads.
Farms have always relied on cash crops. Think coffee, tea, sugarcane, tobacco. These crops don't literally feed a community, but they can help a community continue to feed itself. For WCAI's Local Food Report, I'm Elspeth Hay.
Towns all over the Cape and Islands are considering how cannabis sales and cultivation fit into their communities, or if they do at all. The Local Food Report is edited by me, Vicky Merrick, at Atlantic Public Media. Thanks for listening.